Hey guys, welcome back to Caffeine and Crime and back to Season 6, Spooky Season. Today's episode, we are going to England and we're going to be talking about a place that could pretty much be like a castle. So if you enjoyed Corvin's Castle, that episode, you're probably going to like this one too. I guess you could say this one's a little bit more like a mansion, but in England, they use the term hall. I'm talking about Rainham Hall. Rainham Hall is a breathtaking country house. By house, they literally mean mansion, that's located in Norfolk, England. The house has been on the property of the Townsend family for close to 400 years. And this mansion is also where perhaps the most famous ghost picture of all time has been taken. It is very, very haunted, and the spirits still show themselves frequently. So, a little bit of the history. Sir Roger Townsend wanted to start building this mansion in 1619, but the real construction began in 1622. He was an English landowner and politician who sat in the House of Commons from 1621 to 1629. Although he was super excited about this mansion, he never was able to enjoy his new house, because he died the same year the construction was finished in 1637. The house itself was designed by architect Sir Robert Pratt. He spent 3 years of traveling through Europe, where he found his inspiration for the design of the house. He claimed Rainham Hall was the first of its kind in England. The style of it was very modern, and you just didn't really see that a whole lot at that time. They say that it could have been built over a century later because of how modern it was. In 1730, further additions were made by William Kent, who was hired by Charles Turnip Townsend. Kent added some fine work to Rainham Hall, including carved chimney pieces, paintings, decorated doorways, and his masterpiece, The Ceiling of the Marble Hall. If you want to see the inside of this beautiful hall, you can check out today's blog. I always include photos there for you. But we are going to already be jumping into some of the spookiness of this episode because we don't really have too much more information about the history. I feel like it was just one of those things where the same family had this place for literally 400 years. So of course, I'm sure it experienced deaths in the family and it continued to just be passed down. I'm sure there was tons of tragedies. I mean, it's 400 years. It's a lot of people that have come and went in this house. The reason I chose this particular place for today's episode is because, like I mentioned in the very beginning, it has one of the most famous ghost photos of all time. It was taken right in this house or mansion. The first ghost sighting was in 1735 at a Christmas party. This particular ghost is referred to as the Brown Lady, and you may have heard of her before. It's most likely the spirit of Lady Dorothy Walpole. In 1936, the ghost was even caught on camera. I will have this photo in the blog for sure. The legend surrounding the Brown Lady is quite a sad one, though, and we're going to dive into that. So Lady Dorothy Walpole was Charles Townsend's second wife. Robert Walpole was her brother, and he was an English politician, a member of Parliament for Castle Rising. So pretty well known in the area. They were another, I guess, well-off family, you could say, at that time. And Charles and Dorothy married in 1713, but there were rumors that the marriage wasn't a happy one. Charles was a man with a violent temper, and he was jealous. Some say that he caught his wife cheating on him with Lord Wharton, a man with a reputation. He punished her by locking her in her rooms at Rainham Hall. But another story claims that she was set up. The Countess of Wharton, wife of Lord Wharton, had invited Dorothy to stay over for a couple of days. She knew Dorothy's husband would never allow her to leave the house alone. So we don't know. Was she set up? Was she actually having an affair? But poor Dorothy was locked inside her own house until her death in 1726 when she died of smallpox. People say that they have seen the Brown Lady, also known as Dorothy. She was first seen by a guest who stayed at the mansion for Christmas. She described the ghost as wearing a brown dress and that she looked just like the lady in a painting she saw in one of the rooms. Her face was glowing and her eyes were empty, dark eye sockets. Colonel Loafus saw her as well. His creepy claims made part of the staff resign their job at the mansion. But some wonder if she's not only sad from the outcome of her life, but also angry and still carrying that. Captain Frederick Marryat, a friend of the well-known novelist Charles Dickens and a writer as well, wanted to investigate the ghost stories himself. He spent a couple of nights at Raynham Hall, and he saw the ghost of the Brown Lady in 1836. His daughter claimed he slept with a loaded gun under his pillow just to be sure, because that's really going to help you with a ghost. But he says that he saw the Brown Lady in the corridor, holding a lighted lamp in her hand. He saw the ghost approach him slowly, and she grinned at him in a malicious way. He took his loaded gun and shot the ghost in the face, and she disappeared right after he shot. He never stepped foot back into Raynham Hall ever again. There was some medical documents found in the 1960s that claimed quite the opposite of Dorothy's miserable life. According to the papers, she lived a happy and fulfilling life, and she was much loved. It seems we'll never know what happened to her. The latest member of the Townsend family living at Raynham Hall finds comfort in having her around. So that kind of leads us to think that maybe she's not really malicious, or maybe she just didn't like that certain person that came into her house. She's okay with her family members that are still on the property. That is crazy to me. 400 years of the same family on that property. I love that though. It's just like such a sentimental thing. Now, on September 19th, 1936, Captain Herbert C. Provand, and his assistant, Indri Shira, visited Raynham Hall for a photography assignment. They photographed all over the place, including the stairwell. Now, this was back when you had the cameras that was like pretty massive to hold, and then you had like that black curtain cloth over your head. It was one of those. And his assistant suddenly saw something he couldn't believe. He urged his boss to snap the photo straight away, and the ghost of the Brown Lady was captured forever. It was first published in a magazine, Country Life, in the same year. Many have claimed the photograph was fake, resembling a statue of the Virgin Mary. However, this picture still is the best known ghost photo ever taken. So this is the actual photo that you guys will see in today's blog post. The ghost of the Brown Lady has been seen numerous times, so there's really something there at the Raynham Hall. Paranormal investigators have, of course, went and looked at the place. Harry Price interviewed Herbert C. Provand and his assistant. He believed the ghost story and the photograph were real. Now, there's claims that there's other ghosts that haunt Raynham Hall as well. There's been other sightings, in fact, and although they're lesser known, I guess, than Dorothy, apparitions of the caretaker, a cocker spaniel, two little children, and also the Duke of Monmouth have all been spotted. James Scott was the illegitimate son of King Charles II of England. Monmouth was accused of high treason in 1683 because of a conspiracy to kill his father, the king. He was forced to flee from England and seek shelter in the Netherlands. He returned to England after his father's death to claim the English throne, which then belonged to his uncle, King Jacob II. He even claimed his father was killed by Jacob II by poison. He was arrested on July 15, 1685, and was executed at Tower Hill not long after. It took 8 blows with the axe to take his head off. Ugh! After he was buried, people suddenly realized the man never had a portrait, so they exhumed his body, sewed his head back on, and took a picture of him after all of that. Others claim Jacob II didn't have the heart to kill his own nephew. The Duke of Monmouth is said to have been transported off to France to be imprisoned in one of Louis XIV's prisons to hide his identity, he wore a mask giving him the nickname the Man in the Iron Mask. However, the identity of the Man in the Iron Mask was never revealed, and there are more historical figures that could have been him. But then it left people wondering why he would still be haunting Raynham Hall. The only thing that people have come up with was that there was a friendship between Sir Roger Townsend and King Charles II. Although they claim Raynham Hall is still haunted, it is unfortunately not open to the public. Every once in a while, they do private tours, but it is an actual home where the Townsend family still resides and lives. With its 7,000 acres estate, the property is absolutely beautiful. You guys, like I said, will have to check out the blog today to see all of the beautiful photos of this place. Even just like the land, everything about this. I love the shape of this house too. It almost kind of looks like an old school building vibe is what I'm getting too. But I also love all of the windows. But you guys will have to let me know what you think. Do you guys think the photo is legit? I feel like since it's back in that time and you have to think about like the camera, what kind of images you would have gotten, it's very believable to me. But I do see where people see the Virgin Mary statue because it really does resemble that in a way as well. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. It's a really short episode today. I just know I've been slacking really, really bad on getting these up. So I wanted to still get something up for you guys this week. I'm hoping to do the rest of this season, the rest of this month, and the beginning of January before going into a new one. So we may get a couple episodes a week some weeks, crossing my fingers for that. But I hope you guys still enjoyed this short episode. I found the history of this place to be really cool and worth mentioning. And like I've mentioned before in this season, I love to travel a little bit when it comes to these and kind of get outside of the country, the United States. But again, let me know what you think. And also, if I missed anything, you can find me on Instagram at Caffeine Crime Podcast. You can message me or comment on today's post. Let me know what I missed or what you think, and I will add that to the blog for anybody who stumbles across that as well. And again, check out the photos in the blog. Thank you guys so much for the love and support on this season. I love doing spooky season, and I'm glad you guys enjoy it as well. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode. Think you problem solver, well then fucking roll the dice. Feeling pretty bent up when I'm swerving through the night.